You know who's always intoxicating is our favorite, Jan Wall. She comes in usually once a week, and we always love having her.
I like it when you say intoxicating.
Now, is that old Mae West?
That's
right
Mae
there?
West, baby. That's Mae okay. West. Is that a gun in your pocket, or are you just glad to see me?
Isn't it funny, in the Navy in World War II, the life jackets were called Mae Wests?
Yeah, for good reason.
For
they
the
were built
bosoms.
Like her.
Mm-hmm,
bosoms.
Yes.
Mae West was amazing.
Yes.
She was the first one to really laugh at sex in the movies, and also never had to be punished when she was happy at the end, even though she'd been a sinful woman. Oh.
Let's get to our guest, because he's on the line, I understand, and we're quite thrilled to have him. It is the great Johnny Mathis, one of the most unbelievably talented singers of all time. And he's on tour, Jan. In fact, on February 16th, he's going to be at the Marin Auditorium.
I will be there in the front row.
Yes. Johnny, thanks for being on the show. And it must be great to come home as a San Francisco native. It must always be a thrill, isn't it?
Well, it is. Also, in that part of the city, I can't tell you how thrilled I get when I get to go back home. It was, I was a little kid there, went to school, and then got a phone call from my voice teacher that said somebody wanted to put me on record, and all of that good stuff happened in San Francisco. So I'm living a dream right now.
A dream.
Now.
Well, it's your talent, baby. It's your talent that got you there. What do people, Johnny Mathis, what do people say to you when they see you? Do they go, wonderful, wonderful, or Misty, or, I mean, do they, you know, look at me? I mean, what do they say to you
chances
or sing to you?
Yeah. All of the above.
Really? Chances are. That's what Rick just sang.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It must be so sad you have to hear all these pathetic attempts when you do it so well.
Well, you know, music is a very wonderful, wonderful kind of way to get to know somebody, and I'm just a product of a lot of wonderful things that happened to me early on when I was a kid and I started taking voice lessons. That was the big change in my life.
Mm. You know, it's funny when people say that you're a great athlete in high school, and I thought, well, you know, there are a lot of people who are good high school athletes. It underscores just how fantastic an athlete you were at George Washington High and San Francisco State. Is it not true that you had to kind of choose between the Melbourne Olympics and going to New York for a singing career?
Well, it was just one weekend that the guy that eventually signed me to a contract at Columbia Records was in town, and during that weekend, I had an opportunity to go someplace as a high jumper. I was still involved very much so in athletics at San Francisco State, and it was kind of a little bit of a shock for me, but I called my dad, told my dad what was going on, and my dad, of course, was my best pal. He's the reason I sing, because he sang, and he taught me everything that I know as a little kid. And my dad said, well, son, and of course, the rest, you know, he told me to make sure I got over there right away and did what I was supposed to do, and God bless him, he was always correct.
Mm-hmm. You know, Johnny, this is Jan. On the way here, I was listening to Ella Fitzgerald, Judy Garland, and Sinatra. I mean, that's the kind of stuff I listen to on my mixtapes. Who inspired you singing-wise?
All of the above.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I had a wonderful friend. His name is Virgil Gonzalez. He was a baritone saxophone player, and he worked at a nightclub called the Black Hawk, a jazz club in San Francisco, and I joined him there and saw all and listened to people like Ella Fitzgerald, Nat King Cole, Billy Eckstein, and then all the jazzers, and I was completely engulfed in music for when I was growing up, and it was the best thing that could have ever happened to me living in San Francisco, because music was everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking with Johnny Mathis, who's on tour right now. And by the way, Valentine's Day at the Silver Legacy. What a great date in Marin.
How romantic. Now, will you be singing your hits, Johnny? I'm going to be there in the audience at the Marin Theater. Will you be singing your hits? I mean, you have to, right? Isn't that a pressure from the audience?
chances are.
Oh, wait, don't stop.
Absolutely. I'll be singing Chances Are, Top of Never, Misty. That was a good one. Earl Garner's beautiful song. Absolutely.
Oh, I can't wait. Now, when they made the movie, I'm a movie buff, and when they made the movie Play Misty for me, you must have been pretty thrilled with that. It's such a good film.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't believe it. It was a dream coming true for me, that movie. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People stabbing each other, but yes, it was Clint Eastwood.
Insane women, psychotic women. I mean, what could be better than that? Plus, do you know, Rick, that Johnny has sang at the Oscars a number of times?
Yeah, you had an Academy Award nominated song.
That certain smile.
Oh, it's crazy. You know what? It's interesting, Johnny, too, and it's funny because when I was a kid, my Aunt Joan, who was a Gator cheerleader, you guys are the same age, she was at SF State at the same time, and she always said, I took classes with Johnny Mathis. It was a big thing to brag about. But the San Francisco kids on the street, the Bill Russells, the Burl Tollers, the Ollie Matsons, these guys were your friends, right?
Right. These are athletes, but they went to school the same time that I did. As a matter of fact, I had jumped against Bill Russell and actually won on one occasion.
Wow.
Because we competed on several occasions. He was a wonderful high jumper. He was a man of many tools as far as his athleticism was concerned. And, of course, he became a good pal of mine, and I went through all of the extraordinary things that he did as a basketball player. And we've been pals all of these many years, and I can't tell you what a joy it is. He's a wonderful man and a great athlete.
To think of Bill Russell and Johnny Mathis sitting, just hanging out together. Isn't that amazing? Oh, my gosh, Johnny. Well, you know, you are a legend to so many of us and still so talented and still singing great. But who blows your mind with their talent? Who have you been around? I mean, you've been around every – I mean, heck, you on the Ed Sullivan Show. I mean, you worked with years and years with great talent. Who blew your mind? Just comes to mind. Just somebody who comes to mind.
I was always a jazzer. I like jazz musician, but I also got an opportunity to work with a wonderful teacher. Her name was Connie Cox, and she was an opera singer. And I learned from her all the intricacies about how to save your voice and sing, you know, forever and ever
right.
without harming your vocal cords.
Ah, that's so important. Oh.
And I owe all of my career and my life as a singer to Connie Cox because she taught me free of charge. I ran errands for her. I sat and listened to her teach all of her students while I was doing my homework. And she was a godsend, and she was a blessing in my life, and she is the reason that I sing.
Did she get to see your success?
Yes, she did.
Yay!
I was thrilled because I got an opportunity on several occasions to invite her to, you know, some of the really pretty snazzy places that I sang.
Anybody good
like the Fairmont Hotel in San Francisco.
Sure.
That was a big deal.
The Venetian
yeah.
Room, yeah. Anybody good today, Johnny? Anybody whose voice you like to listen to?
Everybody. I listen to everybody.
Well, knowing you like we do, are you going to golf right after this interview?
You got it. How did you know? They kicked us off the club. They're having a yearly, you know, the pros are there this week at my golf course.
The pro-am down there at Pebble Beach.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He has his own
I'm
golf.
Here in Los Angeles, and they're at the Riviera Golf Course.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, they filmed so many classic Hollywood movies, you wouldn't believe it. Pat and Mike, the Riviera Country Club is so beautiful.
Well, I wish we had more time, but it's been a thrill for Jan and I and all our listeners to have Johnny Mathis. There is a tour going on right now. Once again, Valentine's Day at the Silver Legacy in Reno. Talk about a romantic date. And then for those of you in the Bay that can't get to Reno, and San Rafael at the Marin Auditorium, February 16th. After that, Raleigh, Dayton, Cincinnati, Newark, Temecula, West Palm Beach, everywhere. Johnny, we can't thank you enough. It's
thank
great
you,
just to hear your voice, your non-singing voice, is a thrill for us. So thanks so much and best of luck.
Thank thank you all so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, and Jan, you think about the pride of the Richmond district. Just a kid who grew up on, what was it, 34th Avenue, mm-hmm. and sometimes the best things are right under your nose like that.
Oh, this guy's amazing. I mean, it's good to see as many legends as you can in person. You know, that's why I slept a long way to see Dolly Parton about 6 months ago, because I want to see the legends. I want to see as many as I can.
No doubt about it. Jen Wall is with us, and the Hollywood entertainment continues with Timmy from Lassie. Come on back.
Like I'm clinging to a cloud I can't understand. I get misty just holding your hand.